At that time, this is what John proclaimed. One mightier than I is to come after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the strap of his sandal. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. And when he came up out of the water, John saw the sky torn open and the Spirit like a dove descend upon him. And from the heavens came a voice, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's interesting to look at a word of God, which is just a word. What difference does it make? Of course it's your Son. Of course, who wouldn't be well pleased with Jesus? But these words are so powerful. He is pleased with his Son because of you. Because of the work that he is to accomplish. You are my brothers and sisters. These words are applied to you every day. Or they should be. You are my beloved child. You, I am well pleased. I hope you're hearing it in your quiet time. If you've gone astray even a little bit, you'll hear something else. In your quiet time in opening the Word of God, you know it. You'll hear the Word, you'll read it. Follow me. And you say, what do you mean follow me? Repent. If you want forgiveness for your sin, confess. And you say, confess what? And then you look into your heart and you know. You are my beloved Son, my child, in whom I am well pleased. There is something major dysfunctional if we are not seeking every day to win the approval of the Father. That's how it is when we're children. There's something wrong if a child is not looking for approval. I remember, as I don't even know how old, we were living at Lake Michigan. My job was to watch the children in the morning, and then in the afternoon we could go swimming. And I would listen to my mother's conversation at the end of the day. She'd be talking to her sisters. And what do young sisters talk about who are raising their family? They talk about their children, the cute things they did and said, the first time, the first step. And I would wait until she got down to me. And I would wait to see what she'd have to say. She didn't know I was listening. Oh, Charles was a good boy today. Wow. He took care of the children so I could get the laundry done. And I felt so good. I'm going to wait for it tomorrow to get her approval and something else. And then the older brothers got angry. And I have a reputation. Mother always loved him best. Of course she loved me best. I was gone when I was 14. She never had to go through those teenage years. Solution to teenage problem is send them to the seminary. And then she'd say, well, Charles never did that. Well, of course Charles never did that. He was in the seminary. He would have been kicked out. Well, it was easy to get the approval of my mother and to hear it because she's French. French people talk a lot. But not my father. He's German. And they don't talk. But I wanted his approval. We had a grocery store. And of course, the older brothers had the big jobs. How I wanted to work at the cash register. You wonder why I'm no good with money. I could never be trusted at the cash. The oldest, Ronald, he got that job. He knew how to give change. Well, the next job was the butcher block. Oh, I would have loved to have sliced up the bologna or ground the hamburger. But oh, no, no, no. I couldn't be trusted around machines. What can Charles do? Clean the chickens. They came in crates. There were big crates. Remember there were little wooden slats that were wound together with wire. And I had to undo that wire and open. I couldn't believe how many chickens can go in that crate. But that was my job. It was hard. Take all their entrails out and clean them and wash them and put them back in tissue paper. And I hated it, but I did it perfectly because I wanted my father to say, good job. Well, I never heard him say that. But I knew he gave his approval. Because after the first day of doing this, as he walked by, he said, that's my chicken Charlie. Charlie chicken. Well, the others can think that maybe it meant something else, but I knew it meant I knew how to clean chickens. There's something wrong if we're not seeking approval from our parents. Who cares? Or something very dysfunctional. If the only way we can change that approval to attention, and even instead of doing good things, doing naughty things to get Dad's attention. Jesus said, unless you become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You're like a child before the Father, doing whatever you can to win His approval every day. And it starts with your mind. That's what He sees. And you hear the words at the end of the day, with you I am well pleased. Because you worked hard to get His attention. You make a commitment. You will not work. You will not do anything for the approval of others. It has to be loud and clear in that computer mind of yours. I don't work for people's approval. And sometimes they'll get upset with what I do and with what I say. And I respond very simply as, it's all right. But what does God think about what I said? In what I did. Did we seek His approval? You're saying in the beginning, it's holiness that we want because that's what God wants of us. It's faithfulness that I want because it's what He asks of me. And then the hard one is the cross. It's brokenness that I want. To break that pride because that's what He wants and asks of us. There's something extremely dysfunctional if you who are children of God are not seeking His approval in your mind, in your heart. You know that you carry Jesus right here with you. And He knows every thought that you have. And you're like some naughty kid who says, "Who cares? The dad doesn't want me to do that. I'll think that thought against that person if I want to." And so we have to pray for healing, for deliverance. That we become children of God. You proclaim that you believe in Jesus Christ, that you reject Satan. Then seek His approval. And when anybody asks you, "Why did you do that?" the answer has always got to be, "Because I believe God wants me to do it." Why? Why did you go into the seminary? Why did you give that to the church? Why did you tithe? Why do you go to church? Why did you give that back to the owner? Everybody else is taking it. "Because I believe God wants me to." It's your driving force in all that you do. We're in the year 2000. A lot of people are upset because it didn't come to an end. I rejoice that it didn't come to an end. Because somebody today will make a complete turnabout. No longer working for themselves. No longer working for the approvals of others. But begin to work for the approval of God. That you hear His voice in you. "I am well pleased. You are my child." Seek His will. And if it kills you, do it. It will kill you, whether it's cleaning chickens or whatever. But you'll hear His words. "You are my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased." And imagine, before Mass even began, He spoke to us and said, "I'm pleased with you because when you don't do my will and you fall on your face, you get up again and you come back to me. You are my child. In the confession of your sin, I am pleased with you." Please stand. We believe in